listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. One undefeated team remains in the NFL, and that is the 6-0 Philadelphia Eagles. They are on a bye week right now. And joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio is a college buddy of mine, Hassan Reddick. I remember when I was driving Hassan to his first ever autograph appearance, and on the 35-minute drive leading up to the draft, his phone kept on ringing and ringing and ringing as there was NFL team after NFL team just doing their due diligence on him and trying to talk to him before the NFL draft. It ended up going in the first round by the Arizona Cardinals, and now he's back home in Philly with the Eagles. And Hassan Reddick joins us on behalf of R7 Energy. Hassan, great to catch up with you. Appreciate the time. How you been, my man?
I'm doing good, Zach. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so happy for you because I know how much you love the New Jersey, Philadelphia area. To see you not only be back home but excelling, just how do you put that into perspective? What does it mean to you to be back in Philadelphia?
Oh, man, it means everything, man. You know, the chance to play for my hometown team, it means everything. And the fact that, you know, we're playing well, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to be a part of, you know, one of the biggest sports teams in Philly, one of the biggest sports teams in the nation, and then to also be making, you know, our fans proud, our crowd proud, our families proud about it as well.
How'd the process go down in free agency? Because I know you started your career with Arizona, then you were in Carolina for a year. How'd you wind back up in Philly?
You know, once free agency started, I got a call from Howie. You know, my agent let me know that Howie would be calling. I got a call from Howie, and we just talked. And everything, you know, I loved everything that Howie was talking about. And then I ended up getting on the phone with Nick and Jonathan Gannon as well. And man, really love what they were doing, you know, from a coaching standpoint, knowing that I would be dealing with them, you know, on a daily basis. Really love what they was talking about as far as me coming in, being a, you know, a big piece of the defense and all of that. So it sounded really good. And the fact that it was an opportunity to come back home and play in front of friends, in front of people that watched me grow up, you know, I had to, it was a no-brainer. I had to take the opportunity.
It's got to be a dream come true, right?
Exactly, man. You know, in this profession or in any professional, you know, especially professional sports, a lot of people don't really get to play for their hometown team. You know, they may play for other teams and things like that, but the opportunity to go back home and play where it all started, it doesn't hit for everybody. And the fact that it hit for me, you know, I had to take that opportunity.
Hassan Reddick here with us from the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk about his energy drink, R7 Energy, in just a bit. You were a walk-on at Temple. We know you ended up being a first-round pick, and you were a heck of a player in college to get in that position to be a first-round pick. For you, though, when did you know that something extra was special, really brewing in the story of Hassan Reddick?
It wasn't until, like, you know, the end of the season and, you know, Senior Bowl invite and, you know, Combine invite came about. That's when I realized, like, okay, my dream of going to the NFL is right there. You know, I just got to continue to do what I'm doing, work hard, you know, stay out of trouble. And, you know, my chances of getting to the league are high. They're right there. I just got to continue to stay on this path and make sure nothing goes wrong.
For you personally, was the Arizona game this year, when you go there and you beat them, the most satisfying game so far through the first six?
Not really. The last one, you know, that Dallas Cowboys game, You know, Arizona, going back and playing in AZ is always special for me, right? Let me get that up. Let me say that first. Going back and playing in AZ is always special for me for the fact, like you said, I started my career there. I spent the most time there than I have with any other team so far. But, you know, coming back home and, you know, finally getting to play Dallas as a Philadelphia Eagle, you know, It meant a lot because evidently growing up in the area, I know what that rivalry game means to the fans, and I know what it means to sports. You feel me? So to the fact that I finally got to play the Dallas Cowboys as an Eagle, the fact that we won and continued our streak of, you know, being undefeated, I was just ecstatic and excited to be a part of that. All week you heard the chit chat, you know, the chatter, everything that people had to say. You seen it on social media, whether it's, you know, friends and family texting my phone about it. Just some way, somehow, that whole week everybody was talking about the game, and I was just happy to get the W.
Hassan Reddick here with us from the Eagles. What have been your impressions so far on Jalen Hurts, your quarterback?
Man, I love him. I love him, man. First and foremost, he's a great guy. He's a great person off the field. And then on top of that, he's a great leader, man. When you see him talk in the huddle, the message that he gets across to the guys is always great because it's very important and is always of the significance of never getting bored with winning, you know, because we're on a roll right now, right? And we got to keep this thing going. So I love Jalen. I love how he's been playing, and I love the leader that he has been for the team.
You look at your team before the start of the year, a lot of people, including myself, were picking you guys to win the NFC East. I don't know if people thought you guys could have a Super Bowl run in you. Did you know that this team could be this good? Because 6 weeks in, you guys are the only team that's still undefeated.
Man, when you looked at us on paper, you know, we looked like a complete team. The thing about it, though, was that I knew that we needed to get the chemistry together. I knew that we were, you know, I knew that we needed all of our pieces to gel and come in and be effective right away. And sometimes you just don't know if that's going to happen soon, you know, that within that first year. And the fact that it has, man, it's been good for everybody. And I love it. I just hope that we could continue this thing, you know, continue to stay on the road, continue to stay on the path that we've been on.
I know it's October. It's still early. You're going to probably tell me one game at a time, but you being the hometown kid, you knowing how much Philadelphia means and the Eagles means, can you even let your brain go there and envision what it would be like to win a Super Bowl, Hassan Reddick with the Eagles?
You know, of course, in the beginning of the season, I thought about it. I'm not going to, before the season started, I had thought about it. You know, that was part of the reason for me coming home, is being a part of that piece to help the city get another Super Bowl. But now that we're in season and we've been playing, it's important to stay focused on just taking the season one game at a time, because when you start looking ahead, that's when things can go wrong, or your focus can shift and you start worrying about the wrong things. You know, is the Super Bowl the ultimate goal? Yes. But we have to go 1-0 each week right now, even to get to that point. So instead of talking about what's to come in the future, I'm only worried about what's going on right now, what's going on in the present, what can I do right now? That's the only thing that I'm worried about.
Well, you guys got people, Hassan Reddick, in that locker room that has won it all back in that Super Bowl 52 season. Two veterans on the defense, Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham. You being a student of the game, what do you kind of pick their brains about?
Man, just whatever, you know. I'm constantly talking to BG about things that he see when he watches film, or maybe we're watching practice and we're watching a drill. It won't even have to be like a rep of us going against the offense in practice. We could just be doing a drill, and me and BG could be chopping it up, like we're talking about how we could, about footwork, how that could be wet better. You know what I'm saying? Better to overall improve our game. So I'm always picking his brain. He played a lot of football. And it's the same thing with Fletch, man. Fletch, me and Fletch were constantly talking about games rushing off of each other, the way, you know, we're book, and, you know, if we get this, you know, what could help if the other guy does this. We're always talking about, you know, we're just always talking about helping each other and just trying to help the team win at the end of the day.
We'll talk about R7 Energy in just a second. A few more with Hassan Reddick. What has impressed you the most with Nick Sirianni? Because, dude, I loved him on the sideline last week, basically telling Dallas to bleep off and then running into the locker room. How about them Eagles? He, like, reminded me of kids that I would see at Temple on the university there, Hassan Reddick.
Right. What I love about Nick the most is how he's embraced the Philadelphia. Right. Nick came here. He knows what this thing means to Philly, and he's embraced it like no other. You know, he's conscious of it, and aside from just embracing what it means to, you know, what it means to be a Philadelphia Eagle in Philly. Besides that, it's the way he handles the team, man. He takes care of us. You know, he constantly motivating us. You've seen, if you've ever seen him walking around, 9 times out of 10, he has a shirt on of one of the guys. You know what I'm saying? So he truly supports his team, his players, and he wants to make sure that they are in the best possible position to succeed. And I love that about Nick.
Before we let you run, tell me about R7 Energy and the energy drink that you guys started.
Basically, it's a clean energy drink. For the everyday user, we created something that it fuels your body, it fuels your mind. You know, it's things in there for cognitive function to help you focus on whatever task there may be. We put green coffee beans in there to even, you know, to give people a better caffeine boost and something that's even healthier. Aside from that, is vitamins in there, adaptogen. You know, all of these things to help the body either get going or repair itself, rejuvenate itself so that you can get going the next day. So you're ready to get going the next day. So it's been good. I love it, man. I take it before every game. It helps lock me in. It keeps me focused. And it just gives me the energy to go out there and dominate the competition. And that's all we wanted. We wanted to give the people something that can help them dominate each and every day.
You're the hometown kid back in Philly. Speak to the fans real quickly. What do you want to say to the fans about what they could expect from your football team the rest of the year?
You know, I don't know what they can expect from us, but I hope to continue to see them coming out to the games the way they have been. The crowd has been amazing. The fans have been amazing. Guys, please continue to come out and bring that energy, especially on the road games. It doesn't go unnoticed when you guys come up showing up the way that you do, and we see a wave of green jerseys, midnight green jerseys in the stand, and we hear you guys. It turns every away game into a home game. We love you guys, and we just ask that you guys continue to come out and support us being loud and making noise like you have been all season.
Once again, check it out, R7 Energy. Hassan Reddick, always great to catch up with you. You and your family, be well. Thanks so much.
You too, Zach. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me on the show.
There you go, Hassan Reddick joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio as the Eagles are rolling 6-0 and they're rolling into their bye week right now. My biggest takeaway from that was his answer on Sirianni. We all try to figure out what makes a really good coach in 2022, and there's different styles. Sirianni, though, reminds me a lot like Doug, where he wasn't popular when he got hired. He said some bizarre things. He's a player's coach, but most importantly, he has the respect of the locker room. Now, I think it's important to have NFL experience. And a lot of times when people come right from college to the NFL, very rarely do they have success. And that wasn't the case with Sirianni. He's coming over from the Colts. But I do think the college mentality modified to a modern-day NFL game speaks to what makes a successful head coach in 2022. Like, you look at a guy like a Mike McDaniel. He kind of has, like, a little bit of a college feel, but his entire background is the NFL. Sirianni has that college feel as well, where you're like a rah-rah guy. You're a player's coach. You'll do some funky things, like wear the Philly shirt. You'll wear former Eagles players, current Eagles players shirts. You don't usually see that from your prototypical NFL coach. And I think having that blend, hot take, Hickey, of, yes, having an NFL background, but taking some college mentality tendencies can be the perfect blend of what can make a really good coach in the year of 2022. Because the guy that's the drill sergeant, unless you're Belichick, really doesn't win anymore. So there has to be that rah-rah, relatable kind of guy to the players. Be a player's coach, but don't let the players walk on over you and have the respect still at the end of the day. And Sirianni wasn't always the most popular hire anymore. Wasn't the most popular hire. We know that. But he's been working. And those guys, you could tell, they have a genuine love and a genuine belief in him.
And at the end of the day, it's still people connect. You know, it's a, still like a people-first industry. We still have to make connections. Yeah. You still have to, like you said, have the guys play for it. And there's a reason why.
Like
you
Matt
mentioned
Patricia
Belichick
was never going to work because he just ruins every relationship possible.
Right. And,
and Joe Judge, too. And I know everyone liked Joe Judge at first. We're bringing lunch pails to work. You know, bring the Giants back, blah, blah, blah. But he ended up being a fake tough guy because he didn't have the people skills.
And there's a reason why most Belichick assistants fail. It's for one common thread. They think it's my way or the highway, and they don't really try.
And there's an arrogance if you tell them that you're wrong.
Right. To develop connections and get to know the person, not just the player.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Well, the Thursday night game has started between the Saints and the Cardinals. The Thursday night game has started, and you already have a lead in this game and a score in this game. The New Orleans Saints strike first. They're up 7-0 against the Arizona Cardinals. The Saints are without Michael Thomas tonight again, without Jarvis Landry, without Marshawn Lattimore. Chris Olave does.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Make his return. Rashid Shaheed gets the reception, 53-yard touchdown. Andy Dalton on the passing touchdown, and it's Saints 7, Arizona Cardinals nothing. Hickey, I don't want to overreact here to one drive, and it was the first four plays of the game for the Saints on offense. But with that being said, wow, it's a second touchdown in the last 24 opening drives for the Saints, the first this season. I don't want to overreact a few minutes into the game. If you're a Cardinals fan, though, you got to be livid. And this just feels like this start is really what's been kind of the way that your season has been defined. Where whenever it's a moment that you say, okay, they got to show me something, they find a way to put themselves behind the eight ball. Like, you even look at their two wins against the Raiders. They had to come from behind down 20 points, and if it wasn't for a Renfro fumble in overtime, they would have lost that game. Against the Carolina Panthers, they were down 10-3 at halftime, and the Panthers have no resemblance of an offense, and it ended up, I believe it was a pick six or a fumble recovery for a touchdown, how the Panthers got that touchdown. The Cardinals haven't played a good game yet this year. Mahomes throws 5 touchdowns on you in week one. You had to come from behind against the Raiders. You score a lousy 12 points against the Rams. You beat the Panthers by 10. If you can't beat them by 10? Well, then you stink. Oh, wait. Maybe I should change that statement. If you can't beat the Panthers by 3 touchdowns, then you stink. Cardinals kind of do stink. Slow first half against the Eagles. A slow first quarter, then you picked it up the second quarter, then you lose late. And Seattle, last week, there was no life. There was no pulse on that offense. There was no resemblance of an offense. And now you get DeAndre Hopkins returning to the field, taking the field. He's going to be back. And do I expect this Cardinals team, just because Hopkins is back, to be better? Yeah, sure. With Hopkins back, they should be better. But is it going to be good enough for me to ever look at them this year like we did at times last year? Where at times last year they were a Super Bowl contender and then they had a miserable end to their season? No shot that happens this year. And you have a crazy trio right now where you just extended the head coach and the general manager who were going into the final year of their deal through 2027. You want to tell me, yeah, we don't want a lame duck coach and GM? Fine. Give them a year or a two-year extension. Don't extend them through 2027. And once you extended Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury through 2027, the quarterback, who was basically acting like a child this offseason on social media, he knew that he was going to win and he got all the leverage. And Kyler Murray's good. And when you're a good quarterback, you get great money. But on this deal, Kyler's got to show me that he could be great. And Kyler's got to battle through adversity. And yes, so far this season, it's been only him on offense. And then he just completed a pass, or he got a throw off to DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I think that was completed. And you look at it and you're like, okay. Like, you're paying all this guy that much money. You're paying the coach a ton of money. You're paying the GM a ton of money. And what is he going to get you? It's like the worst spot to be in. Because you have all these long-term commitments. You're coming off a year where you made the playoffs, which that's a step in the right direction, but it left you with a sour taste in your mouth because they were horrible down the stretch. And now not only do you have to improve, but there's heightened expectations because everyone just got, as the kids would say, the bag. It's almost as if the Cardinals are in a no-win situation because I don't think any of those three guys, Keim I've said for years, is overrated. Cliff Kingsbury, can he improve a team? Yes. But he's not a guy that takes the team to the highest of highs. And there's a limitation on what he could do. And maybe it's just in season where, yes, I know this year not getting off to good starts, but in years past they got off to all good starts and then they fold. So is he a very good coach over 17 games? No. And for Kyler, he has top 10 potential. Top 10 quarterback in the league potential. But he's one of those guys, whenever he looks like he makes an explosive play and takes a step forward, then the next week he takes 2 steps back. And when you go through that never-ending merry-go-round of a coach that's eh, a GM that I feel like is good every 2 years, and a quarterback that probably is the best out of the three, but anytime that quarterback takes a big step, he takes 2 big steps back, it's a bad formula. When you look at the 3 most important pieces in an organization, a coach, a GM, and then also your quarterback.
And it underscores why the rush this offseason. Like, why rush to give Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury first deals through 2027, which opened the door then to basically put you in a no-win situation to give Kyler Murray a deal when they did. Like, why would you rush when you had time and you wanted to see more first?
I think their biggest mistake this offseason was going through 2027 with both those guys. I could get giving them a year extension, a 2-year extension. Because if you go in with a lame duck coach or a lame duck GM, and you know it's all in, you never know how that could affect the locker room when you get people start wondering about their futures. If they would have just given a year or 2-year extension, it takes that noise away for now. And yeah, it still makes it a make it or prove it year, but there's still some stability and there's some fewer questions about the future when you give a year or 2 contract extension. To go all in to through 2027, yeah, that there's no justification for it.
And you gave Kyler, or you gave yourself no choice but to give Kyler an extension. Like, if you gave him a 1-year deal, like you're saying, I don't think you then have to give Kyler Murray the contract that he got this offseason, because it's kind of still like, hey, it's a prove-it year. They have 2 years left. Like, we want to see one more, and then all three can get the big-time deals you're searching for. So we want to see more success instead of just kind of blindly giving all three big-time extensions when they have not deserved it.
I do think, though, the quarterback is different, because has Kyler Murray shown you enough where you're willing to give him a second contract? Yes. So when you're willing to give him that second contract, it behooves you to give him that deal now instead of waiting. Because in theory, if you think he's going the way that you believe he will go, then that price is only going to go up and up and up. Now, he is taking a step back. They're asking him to do everything. With that being said, though, I think there wasn't going to be a scenario when that deal was up that you were going to say, wow, even if Kyler's not great, that you're not going to bring back a good quarterback. Because in this league, if you're a good quarterback, you could last in this league for a long time and get paid a lot of money. Because how many good quarterbacks get paid great quarterback money? And trying to move on to a new guy, if you bring in someone that's then worse than the guy that was good, everyone says what the bleep you were doing. So I thought it was inevitable that Kyler was going to get paid. So maybe they looked at it and said, even though we've both been on the same line of thinking that, okay, you once you extended Kymen Kingsbury, you lost all leverage, maybe they knew that they were going to get that deal done, even though it got ugly with Kyle, they were going to get it done this offseason, and they felt as if they had to have continuity with the rest of the organization and the coach and the GM, and that's why they gave them first, even though they got it first.
But they clearly don't trust Kyler Murray to begin with, which is why they put that whole contract clause fiasco in there. Like, they obviously had their own concerns to begin with.
You're not wrong. They gave him the money, so it means they trust him. But when you give someone the money and you just give him that simple clause in the contract to study his playbook, that's a bad look. That's a terrible look.
I think it's a bad look on both sides. I'd agree. Like, if you're the Cardinals, I don't see
why are you giving that money if you have to put that clause in the contract?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And sometimes there's, no, I agree with you. And sometimes there's obvious clauses that get put in a contract. But have you really heard of a clause in a contract for a quarterback? That you got to watch this many, film sessions or do this and that. Like, basically it was a homework assignment for an NFL quarterback.
Right, they basically didn't trust him once he walked out of the facility on any given day that he would be doing anything more to study. That's a big red flag.
Yeah. And you know the next coach is going to have to inherit the quarterback now. And the next GM, too.
Oh, yeah. They're stuck for, what, 3-4 years, you think, bare minimum with Kyler?
Now, yes, I would agree. How long are they stuck, though, with Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Kime? Dead air is not good on the radio, by the way.
I think there is a chance.
you got to eventually formulate a thought there.
They're 2-4 now. They have notoriously been horrendous finishers. I think, personally, there's a chance if this goes to hell and you're sitting there at 4-11, he could be fired at the end of the year. Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Kime. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
I would be stunned, if both are gone at the end of this year. If you tell me one plausible, still unlikely, I do believe. And it's such the easy cop-out excuse, and it'd be so weak, that they could say, we were without Hopkins the first 6 games of the season. He's so important to what we do. We owe it to these guys. We believe in these guys. We made the investments, and we're going to bring them back. Now, the Bidwell family's not going to be happy with this season, because I don't see this season turn around. But when you just believed in guys enough to extend the coach and the GM, and the GM has survived a lot of ugly things, I would think that they would get another year. But they would go into next year where if you don't get off to a quick start, you could be on the outside looking in very soon.
To the Hopkins point, yes, he missed the first 6 games.
But it shouldn't affect the next few weeks.
There's also 11 games where you have him in theory.
But
where
you know
it's
how
like
these teams spin zone? You know how they do to try to justify their bad investments? They do it all the time. They look for an out, and they... And we said this before the year. None of these three guys should be able to use that as an out when you pay them the money that you did. But they will use it as an out at some point if it does not go the way that they expect it to.
If let's say Cliff gets fired, How attractive is the Cardinals job?
Well, it's one of 32 jobs in the NFL.
Like, we're talking Sean Payton level, like, coaches.
You have a good quarterback there. Like, you want to go to a place like Carolina where you had no quarterback?
I agree. I think it's, like, if you fire Cliff, you have a real chance of getting Sean Payton.
Ooh. I would say Sean's dream job right now is the Chargers.
And what if Brandon Staley makes the playoffs, doesn't get fired? Are you just holding out hope?
I would still rather have Dallas than Arizona. And then, yeah, you're probably looking at the Cardinals then. And if we're talking about jobs that realistically could be open, and Dallas may not be open because McCarthy does have that team winning. But let's say if McCarthy gets the playoffs, loses once again early, and they get rid of him, which would be very Jerry Jones-like. If you're telling me the Broncos, if you gave me these five jobs, Broncos, Panthers, Chargers, Cardinals, and Dallas, I'm saying number one would be Chargers, number two would be Dallas, three would be the Cardinals, four would be the Broncos, five would be the Panthers. That's the way that I would order it. Is it attractive? Yes. Is it a highly coveted job? Yeah, it's solid. I would not say highly coveted. It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back. We'll do a little this QB or that QB for week 7.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Anytime I hear that exchange, I always just chuckle. I always laugh when I hear that. And let's be real. I think I kind of cursed the Rams. Donald comes on the show, wouldn't answer the questions, needs a PR person to hold his hand, and ever since, the Rams are just a blah football.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Finding the perfect suit can seem impossible, but finding one that's perfect for you is easy with Indochino. Choose your design and custom details, then submit your measurements online or get measured in store for a custom made-for-you fit at an incredible price. And shop their new fall collection for seasonal styles. Find your perfect suit with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more with promo code FALLUPDATE at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com. Promo code FALLUPDATE.
Ball team at 3-3. Well, they need to get a victory against the Panthers to actually keep them at 500.
What's stronger, the curse of the Billy Goat for the Cubs or the curse of the Gelb on the Rams and Aaron Donald?
I'm going to go the curse of the Billy Goat because I'm going to assume that's going to last a little bit longer.
What is that, like 60-something years? You're not going to put a hex over the Rams and they'll never win a Super Bowl again for like a lifetime?
Remember the movie Holes that came out in 2003? Madame Zaroni will curse your family forever. One of those situations.
Unless AD apologizes.
I don't need an apology from AD. My issue wasn't with AD there. It was the PR people.
And they just may have cost the Rams another ring.
Yeah. The Gelb curse.
Good job, Dr. Teals.
Your franchise gets mush forever. You go from in the penthouse to the outhouse in the span of a year. Anyway. Let's take a guess. How many sacks does Aaron Donald have through 6 games? You had to guess.
I would say six.
No, four. And two came in the game against the Cowboys. Alex Bregman, by the way, a three-run bomb to left field. Can I tell you why that's funny when I said that?
Sure.
Because you saw Alex Bregman hit the home run when we came back from commercial break. And I said, Alex Bregman, your eyes immediately just shoot on up to the TV. I don't know if that was done intentionally, if you were taking a peek at the game, but I think you thought something else happened in the game already with that home run. And I know that you personally, Hot Take Hickey, you are rooting against the Yankees because you're a miserable Mets fan and a Mets fan that's upset and doesn't want to see the Yankees win. So you got even extra excited in the excitement that you already displayed during the commercial break.
Well, also, too, I predicted the Astros in five. I want my predictions to be right. And so I'm also rooting for the Astros to make me look good. But yes, double pulled. I'm very happy to see Alex Bregman go yard for the three-run bomb. Hate to see it.
You need some teams to make you look good because this has been a rough, rough, rough NFL
season. Hey, Tennessee made me look good last week, that's for sure. Thank you, Vols.
That's one isolated game. Like, you make these bigger takes where it's the Rams, the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl. Nathaniel Hackett's going to be top three coach of the year. Russell Wilson's going to be the Super Bowl MVP and the league MVP. Anyone can get one week right.
Or get one Super Bowl, right? Like last year, Rams, all over it. Worked out.
That's true.
Broncos totally flailed. You know, I'm not going to be batting 1,000 here.
You cursed your team last year, the Colts.
Most people in Vegas, was it 57%, right, the Sharps shoot for? So
60.
No one's at 100%. That's like me. I'm 50-50 right now. So that's pretty good.
You're like below Mendoza line.
That's pretty good. I'm 50% for Super Bowl-wise last 2 years.
Okay.
And that's writing off this year.
That's really finding a way to stretch the goalposts if we want to go through all the other things. It's okay. The people know who Hot Take Hickey is. You have developed yourself.
Georgia national title.
You have developed yourself a brand where whenever there is a wrong prediction that you make, I see the tweets that you get. Hot Take Hickey, there we go again. Mushed him. But you're by far and away worst one ever. The Broncos one isn't the worst one ever. Carson Wentz better than Josh Allen and Frank Reich better than Sean McDermott. Those are your two.
I'm pretty sure that was right around the time the Colts stomped the Bills.
Doesn't matter. Josh Allen was never going to be a worse quarterback than Carson Wentz. But that's okay.
I'm just explaining the emotion of the moment. And I'm pretty sure the next show or 3 days later, within a week for sure, it was walked back. So what are you going to do?
Just making sure. This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursday nights. Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, replacement batteries that fit your needs. That is what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I also started talking about Rangers parades in New York, and then they blow a 2-0 series lead, but I still haven't forgiven you on that one. It's all right. Top four, Astros up 3-0. Alex Bregman with a bomb to left. Give me the NFL music. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's time for this QB or that QB for week 7 in
the National Football League.
Let's start in the AFC South. Colts, Titans. Would you rather have for this week only, that is the premise of this discussion, this week only, would you rather have Matt Ryan or Ryan Tannehill?
I'm going to give you an answer that's going to surprise you. Ryan Tannehill. Is Matt Ryan the better quarterback? Yes. Ryan Tannehill's just consistent. You know what his limitations are. He's not great. He's not bad. Can he cost you a game? Yes. Can he win you a game? Yes. But he's just like a consistent quarterback. Matt Ryan's upside is last week where he was awesome. But there's been no consistency with Matt Ryan so far. So I'm going to trust the more consistent guy in this matchup, and I'll go with Ryan Tannehill.
Speaking of consistency, two quarterbacks that have struggled with that so far in their early careers, Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence. Which one would you rather have for this week 7 matchup?
The 5-1 New York Football Giants. That success, and Daniel Jones has not been bad, but I think that success starts with two guys, Brian Daboll and Saquon Barkley. I think Trevor Lawrence is the better player, and I think for this week, if you put them on the same team, if you could ask the Giants for 1 year, for one game, would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or Daniel Jones? they would take Trevor Lawrence, so I'm going Trevor Lawrence as well.
One, I really thought even like 3 or 4 weeks ago, we'd never be asking, but yet here we are.
Which Wilson?
Which Wilson do you want? Zach Wilson or Russell Wilson?
Zach Wilson. You just mouthed the word, wow. Russell Wilson, shoulder stinks right now. His hamstring stinks right now. He stinks right now. I'm not telling you that Zach Wilson is all that, but the guy is now healthy. And quite frankly, I've seen nothing from Russell Wilson this year other than bad football. I would rather for one game right now, with Zach Wilson playing, what, 3 games this year? And not even being asked to do that much, I'll trust the unknown of Zach Wilson than the known of just incompetence the last 6 weeks from Russell Wilson.
How about...
You're shocked by that one.
Yeah, for how bad Russell Wilson is, Zach Wilson has not been good at all.
Yeah, but no, but he hasn't been bad, though.
No, he's been bad.
No, he's managed the game. He's gotten lucky. He's managed the game.
I mean, that game against Green Bay, I mean, how he didn't have like 4 or 5 interceptions is a minor miracle.
I'm not telling you that he's been wonderful and been magnificent.
Manages the game by doing a good job handing off
the
ball.
But he's healthy, too.
Oh, he's coming off, you know. I mean, it's the first 3 games of the season.
But now he's healthy. Russell Wilson's not healthy, and Russell Wilson hasn't been good. So for this game this weekend, I'd rather have Zach Wilson. I'll tell you, I think the Jets are beating the Denver Broncos, and the misery for the Broncos is going to continue. All right, next one.
Geno Smith or Justin Herbert?
Justin Herbert. Geno's been better than what anyone could have thought this year, but there's just so much upside, and Justin Herbert just possesses so much of a bigger arm than Geno Smith. He's a better player.
Even with Herbert's rib injuries?
Yes.
Okay. Mitch Trubisky / Kenny Pickett. We don't know who is starting yet, so the Steelers starting quarterback.
Should be Pickett.
Or Tua.
Tua. First game back for Tua. Is there concerns about the short-term and long-term effects of basically getting 2 concussions from that Sunday, that Thursday? Absolutely. But Tua was rolling through the first 3 weeks of the season. Trubisky had a nice drive last week and played a nice game up against the Bucs in the second half. Kenny Pickett has some mobility too, but Tua is the better player. Between all three of those quarterbacks, Tua is the better player.
And finally, let's finish up with a little Monday night matchup here. Justin Fields would rather have for this week's matchup, or it appears Mac Jones is going to be the starter for New England, but since nothing's official, we'll give you the combination of Mac Jones.
Unless you ask Ben Volen.
And
to
or
just slide
Bailey
into his DMs.
Zappy.
Hey, Ben, I hear that the Patriots hate Mac Jones. Oh, I'm an expert. Oh, I'm going to go out on the radio and say that the Patriots have problems with Mac Jones, and it was actually a guy from Barstool trying to mess with me. Or a stoolie. Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm Ben Volen.
You should DM him saying that the Patriots will take Mac Jones or will listen to like 5th-round picks for Mac Jones right now.
I'm hearing Tom Brady wants to come back to the Patriots, Ben. That's what I'm hearing. I'm in the season ticket office, you clown.
Buccaneers would do Tom Brady for Mac Jones straight up. Who says no?
You asked me, Justin Fields or Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones? Yeah, Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones. One reason and one reason only. Did you see the tight end, I believe it was, that Justin Fields had wide open in a less than 10-yard throw and he missed him? Mac Jones makes that throw. Bailey Zappe makes that throw. Then Bailey Zappe throws a 50-yard downfield for another score. Don't worry, be zappy now. Ben Volen, yuck. I love to see just morons just get toasted like that.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about.
like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.